Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph. Pick it up at the top of the page, second line. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. So we brought up an idea about the Aninus of Aaron HaKohen and his sons with Nadav and Avihu who came and they died. So now we go into this a little more detailed. The first statement, when it says "kichein suveisi," for I've been commanded, was used by Moshe in order to say that Aaron and his sons should eat the mincha, even though they're in a state of aninus. Right? We know that they just died, not of a view, and in a state of aninus. So, but he says, go near. Kasher tziveisi b'shas ma'isa amalehem. The second one, when it said that I commanded, means that he told them at the time of the actual thing when it happened, the death of Nadav and Avihu, to go in to eat the karbanos, even though they're in, you know, they're in onin. And kasher tziva Hashem lo me'elai ani omer. As Hashem said, it's not my own authority I'm telling you to eat in the state of aninus. Okay, so according to that over there, Moshe told Aaron and his sons that they should eat the carbon even though in the state of aninus. But it says, the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, because of aninus, was burned. Since all of the Kohanim, meaning Aaron and his sons, were owning him, the chatas couldn't be eaten and had to be burned. That's why it says, now that such things that is definitely none of a view that happened to me, and I'm an onin, where I'm going to go to eat the chatas, would Hashem be okay with that? Of course not. So I'm a Shmuel, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the first price, so it says that the aninus iser was moved away. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ha Rabbi Nechemiah, but the second price is going in the world of Rabbi Nechemiah. What is this letter? So Shinu Yischos, Ha Rabbi Nechemiah, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Right? Okay. Ha Rabbi Nechemiah, anyway, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. And then the other one is the second brisa, which says, Aninus Asazem, they can't do it, and it wasn't waived. That's Rabbi Nechemiah. The time went to the brisa. Mepnei Aninus Sarafua, because they burned the chatas or shchodesh because of the aninus. Lakach nemer ka'ela. That's why it says such things befell me. Divrei Rabbi Nechemiah. As I looked at Rabbi Nechemiah, Behuda Rabbi Shimon Omer, mipnei tuma nisrafa. It was burned because it became tame. Another problem: something had happened. It touched tuma, and therefore it got burnt. Shimon to Omer mipnei aninus nisrafa. Right? Rabbi Shimon are going to give three ideas against Rabbi Nechemiah's view. Right, they come and they said it's because of Tuma. Shema told me, "Pnei Aninus Nisrafa," because if he says because of Aninus, Hayul Shloshdan Shis Refuha, they should have burned all three of them, right? The three chatos that were brought that day. The one was brought by Nachshon Ben Aminadav, who was out of Yehuda. One was the Yidden that had to bring for the eighth day of the inauguration. And the third one was the chatos of Rosh Chodesh. So of these three, only the Chatzar v'Shcholus is burnt. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon said that if the Chatzar v'Shcholus is burnt because of Aninus, the other two also should have been burnt. Right? And only can't eat anything over here. Back in the Gemara, Davar Acher, another one is, Hayiroi L'Ochlan Ne'erif. If you want to see the issue was Aninus, then Aaron and his sons, it could have eaten at night, would have been no problem. Davar Acher, another one is, Velo Pinchas Hayimayin, but Pinchas was with them. Pinchas was a Kohen, and he was also not, and he wasn't an Onin. Therefore, he should have been able to go in to eat it. So clearly, it can't be that the reason is because of the fact of aninus. It's just an issue of tuma. Rava Amar, Idividu Rabbi Nechemiah. Both prices go according to Rabbi Nechemiah. V'lo kasha is not a kasha. Kan b'kotche sha'a, because the first brisa which says that the aninus iser was waived and that they eat it is talking about the karbanos of that particular time. Kan b'kotche doros, but the second brisa which says that the aninus iser was not waived is talking about, you know, for the rest of the generations. Aaron ubanov were allowed to eat it only, all the karbanos unique to that particular time and not the regular karbanos, which are not brought throughout the, you know, the doros. Now, how does Rabbi Chaim explain this psukim? Right, Torah says that after Moshe demanded to know why the chatas v'chodesh was burned, and Aaron said the reason to Moshe, the reason of Moshe, he agreed that Aaron was correct. But the Gemara explains, Rabbi Nechemya, on the one hand, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, understand the conversation between Moshe and Aaron. So, how do they explain the psukim? Why did you guys eat the chatas of the Rosh Chodesh? Moshe says to Aaron, Shaman Nichlas Dama Lefnai Velefnai, maybe the Dam went in the, you know, Lefnai Velefnim all the way in. And it's an outer chatas, right? So maybe that's what happened over here. Amalo, he says back to him, Hein Lo Huva Es Dama. No, his blood was not brought into the Lefnai Velefnim. Maybe it went out of the mechitza, right? It was taken out of the zara, and therefore it's going to be no good because it's yotze. Amalai says no, but kodesh haisa. It was in the holy. It was in here. Okay, v'dilma ba'aninus akriv tua psaltua. Maybe you brought it in the state of aninus and therefore became disqualified. Amalai Moshe v'chihemi krivu. Was it they? Who offered it? I was with my sons. Ani crafty. I'm the one who brought it, the Kohen Gadol. I'm not going to disqualify things through offering them in a state of aninus. Like, there's no problem for me to go do that. Vi amar lo. Okay. Hein lo huva es dama. Behold his blood. Mm-hmm. He says to Aaron that his blood was not brought into the sanctuary, so it wasn't possible because of that. Bekodesh haisa. Achal tochlu. Osaka Shitsibesi, go ahead and eat it like I command you to do. Banina Silklu. It said that the Kohanim should eat it even in their state of Aninus. So Aaron says, Amarlo, but Tikrena Osika Eliva Chalti Chata Sayoma Yita Bene Hashem. Now that such a thing happened, another one of you both died, and I'm an Onain. If I were to eat it, would Hashem be okay with it? Shemalo Shamata Elabakotche Shah. Maybe you didn't hear from Hashem that the Aninus Isser is waived except in reference to. Those are the lesha, the karbana is unique to the inauguration. But what about when it comes to the chatas of Rosh Chodesh? That's for all generations. Therefore, there's no specific reason why it should be okay. I can't have it. The kachidoras, because if one would consider the karbanos of all generations, kal v'chomer mimai serkal. You have to take into account the following kal v'chomer, learned out from the law of Meiser Sheni, which is more kal. Uma Meiser Kal. The case of Meiser Sheni, which is more kal, the Torah says that someone has to say, Amr Torah, Lo achalti ba'onim mimeni. I didn't eat during my aninus, which is showing that an onin is usher eat Meiser Sheni. But kotche doros, in the case of the kotche for generations, which is more chamar, lo kol shekein. How much more so? It should be awesome for him to go and eat it. Miyad, immediately, Vayishma Moshe v'itabenov, Moshe heard this, it was good in his eyes. Hoda, he admitted, he's like, oh wow, yes, v'lo bosh, Moshe lomar, lo shamati. And Moshe wasn't embarrassed to say, I didn't hear this from Hashem. Ela amar, he said, shamati v'shachachti. I heard this, but I forgot it. He wasn't embarrassed, he went and he said whatever the emes was. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hechim Itarzilu. How do Rabbi Shimon explain this psukim? Hachim Itarzilu, this is how they explain it. Adulu Chatham is a Chatham Bukom Kodesh. Why didn't you go need the Chatham to the place of Kodesh? Shem Nichlas Dama Lefnai Velefnai. Maybe when it's a murder. Hello, Hein Lo Hufa Es Dama. No, that never happened. So Shem Chutzim Bichitah Seyasa. Maybe that's what happens. Hello, Hein Mekodesh. I said, no, it's in the Kodesh. Ay, Vidilma Baninus Akrivtua Psaltua. Maybe you brought in the state of Aninus, therefore it's possible. Hello, it says Moshe, Hein Akrivua. The Pasla, but who by Ninus? Was it them who came and brought it? Ani Grifti, I'm the one who brought it, so it's not a problem. Vidilma Agav Miraraichu. Moshe says, well, maybe because you're in a state of mar and your bitterness of grief. Pshatu Ba Vitamai. Maybe you were Poshea and it became Tame. Below he says, Moshe, Kach. That's how I look in your eyes. Shani mevaze kotzei shamayim. That would do such a thing. But the credo si kaila vafilu elek v'kaila ein ani mevaze kotzei shamayim. Even now that such things happen to me, and even if these things and many others like them were to fall to me, I wouldn't abuse and be mevaze and disgrace kotzei shamayim. Of course not. Okay, so Amar lo, he says v'i. So if it's Aaron v'i, hein lo huva es dama. If it's true that you said that the loaf is done, it wasn't brought inside. Then, right, when I told you to go eat in the state of Aninas. Now he says, maybe you didn't hear from Hashem that the Aninas Isser is waived except for during the night. But during the day, it's still impact. It still exists. The Yibayom, because we want to consider the day, Kavachomer Meiser Kal. So you can make Kavachomer Meiser Kal. Uma Meiser Kal, Meiser Sheni, which is more Kal. And Amar Torah Lo Chati Bari Mimani, I didn't eat in the state of Aninos. Kodesh Chama, Kodesh Mor Chama, Lokosh Gen. Of course, he didn't go ahead and eat in the state of Aninos. Miyad, immediately, Vayishma Moshe Pazik says, and Moshe heard, peep, turn the page, Kufal from on the base, Vayita Ve'ena was good in his eyes, Lo Shamati, Elo Shamati Vishrachti. He said, I heard it, but I forgot. So it comes out, Kum Tachis Naran, that according to Behuna Rishiman, the Aninus Isser applies during the day, but not at night. So it says in Gemara, Yibay Lahu, Lishahuye Lemichli Vorta. So then they should have left it, Schata, so it was Chodesh, you know, left it, and then eat it at night. Why did they burning it? But the Gemara, Tuma Be'ones Basa. Tuma came into contact with it by accident, and it made it disqualified. Really, they wanted to leave it tonight, and they'd be able to go in to eat it, rather than Pichas just eating during the day, but accidentally became Tamei in the meantime. Now we ask the Kasha Rav Nechamya, Bishlam Rabbanon Ha'yichsev, according to the Rabbanon, meaning Rav Yehuda Shimon, it makes sense where it says Hayom, right? It says, if I, meaning Aaron, were to eat the Chatas today, would Hashem be okay with it? El Rav Nechamya, come to Rav Nechamya, my Hayom. Right? In other words, when he says, if I eat the chatas today, would Hashem be happy? So it works like Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, because according to them, he couldn't eat it today, meaning before the nightfall. He planned to leave until the night, and that's what happened. It became an inadvertent tumah. El Rabbi Nechamya, my Hayom. I didn't need the word Hayom written. According to him, the Aninus is even at night. Right? He holds that the chatas of Rosh Chodesh is burned because of Aninus, and that Aninus lasts throughout the night also. So as you get out of the night, therefore, according to him, there's no difference between the day and the night. And there were mutter to them during the karbanos that were mutter to them were mutter even during the day. And those that were usher to them were usher even during the night. So what do we need it for? And for the Gemara Chovas Hayom, all he was referring to was the chiyuv of the day. She says, "Klomer kachi doros shehin chovas hayom shavosh chodesh." Ata omer li lechol onin v'hainu chatas hayom, chatas akavur liyom, chatas that's specific for the day. Bishlam mechamia. Okay, it makes sense. According to mechamia, handik sivos. She says, "Hein hayom," right? That was brought on that day. El rabana, because rabana, my hein hayom. Why do you need the word hein hayom? Hachikam is means to say. Hain he krivu, was it they, my sons who brought it today? Ani crafty, I'm the one who went ahead. I'm the one who brought it today. Okay, we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shimon brought three kashas to Rabbi Nechemia's din. To what he said, that was Chodesh, that according to Nechemia, he says that the Rosh Chodesh Chatos was burned because of Aninus. And how did Nechemia, how did he answer each one of them? Amar Mar, how you use the Shloshtan. She yisarfu. If the chatas Rosh Chodesh was burned because of Aninus, then all three of them should have been burned. Right? All three of the karbanos should have been burned. My shloshtan, what does it mean when it says the three, all three of them? The Tanya, it means the three that were brought that day. The Tanya, we looked at the Braisa. V'es se'ir chatas dorosh darash Moshe. Pasuk says that Moshe asked about the he-goat of the chatas. So when it says the words sa'ir, the word chatas, and the word darash, it's talking about three different chatos. Sa'ir, zu sa'ir nachshon, that was that of nachshon. And that was his time to bring the korban. Chatas du chatas shmini. That's talking about the eighth day. And that is the chatas that the Yidden were commanded to bring on the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And darosh sayir shavosh chodesh. Yachos shosham nizvah. You would think that maybe all three have to be burned. Talmid lo marvihini soraf. And behold, it was burned, which is in the Lashon Yachid. Echad nisraf alo shloshan nisrafu. One of them was burned and not all three of them. Darash. Now, why is used this lashon? That inquiring, Moshe inquired. There were two different types of checkings. Darash, darash. Shtei drishos lama. Why do they need two of them? Amar lehu. So Moshe says to Aaron and his sons, "B'shnei ma achatos zu nisrfa." The elu munachos. Right. Why was the chatos chodesh? Why was this burnt? And why are these other two chatos offerings lying here uneaten? Why are these ones just sitting there? Ve'enio de ezeh. Now, I don't know which of the three was burnt. Kishu omer ve'osa nasan lechem l'seis is of an edah, and God gave it to you to get a kapara, right? To forgive for the sin of the edah, for the peeps, of the omer is esay shurosh chodesh. It was understood that it's talking about the service chodesh. Right? The chatas of chodesh gives a kapara for the avera of going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating karbanos when tamei. Maybe the other ones don't have the idea of kapara. Shavika Amalei, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, they argued well to Rav Nechemiah, right? Like if it's like Rav Nechemiah says that the chatas of chodesh is burned because of a ninos, then why were the other ones not burned? Rav Nechemiah letamei, Rav Nechemiah goes according to his own logic. Rav Nechemiah letamei, Rav Nechemiah goes according to his own logic. Damer kachi sha lo pasla b'hu aninos. He says that the aninos is not disqualifying the karbanos of the time, like very unique to this the inauguration there of the Mishkan. So since the chatas of Nachshon and that of the eighth day were unique to it, they could be eaten even instead of aninos. It's only the chatas of Chodesh, which brought everyone's Chodesh, that was Aser and Aninus, and therefore had to be burnt. Amar Mar, Hayololach Lalev, he should have eaten it in the evening time, right? If you knew Shimon, they said against Rabbi Chemia, right? If the only problem was Aninus, leave it to the evening. Shabbat Karmelay, this is good kasha. Karsav Aninus, Ladur, Aisa. Rabbi Chemia holds that the Aninus of the night after the death is Midaraisa, and then for the clan of Aser to eat the Chatas, even during the night time. Dabar acher. Follow Pinchas Hayman. It wasn't Pinchas over there. Pinchas HaKoyin. And he was a no-name, so let him go ahead and let him eat. He could have eaten the Chatas. Shapik Amalei, right? He's a grandson. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, according. So he's not his Aninas to deal with. Shapik Amalei, they said, oh, it's good kasha. Savalok Rabbi Elazar. And he was like Rabbi Elazar. To Amr Rabbi Elazar Amar Bichanina Lo Niskahin Pinchas Ad Shahargul Zimri. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. By the whole story of Zimri and Cosby. The Chassidus Pasuk says, "Vayisa Lo Lazaro Acharav Bris Kehunas Olam." It should be for him, for his offspring after him, a covenant of eternal Kehuna. But Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen when Navin Viu ended up dying. So that's not an option. Ravashi Amar. Even later, he became a Kohen. Ad Shisam Shalom Bein Hashvatim, until he put peace amongst the tribes in the times of Yeshua. Shalom Ravishma Pichas HaKohen Unisiyah Eda V'Roshei Alfei Yisruel. Pichas the Kohen, he heard, and the princes of the congregation, the heads of the thousands of Israel. V'yidach nami, but the other one, Rav Ashi, has to explain the pasuk for Haksiv. It says, V'yisal ol Lazar el Charav, it should be for him and his offspring after him, that it should be Kohanim, which implies that Pinchas became a Kohen after killing Zimri. No, Kitzivahu. When it says that, the bracha who dechsev. It's just in reference to the bracha. Hashem's giving you a bracha that there was going to be Kohanim, but Pinchas himself didn't yet become a coin. V'idach nami. Haksev. What are they going to do with the fact that he's from Pinchas a coin? Pinchas a coin heard, which seems to indicate that he didn't become a coin until he made peace amongst the tribes, which is later. Ahuli yachis ha'alachov. Now that's just coming to attribute to his offspring to him, to give his descendants the highest rank amongst the Kohanim over here. So Pinchas, he became a coin really at the time of Zimri. After he made peace with the Shvatim, he was given another reward, and that is that he was the highest rank of Kohanim in reference to his future generations. So every Kohen Gadol would be from that of the descendants of Pinchas. Very chashev. And so it says, Pinchas HaKoyin. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'cholik b'katsha Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, and he shared in the b'katsha Shemayim. Shemayim, Me'el Amiluim l'Moshe Yilamana. From the ram of the inauguration, it was a portion for Moshe. Meisrei,
Frek the Gemara. Now hold on. Hello, Pinchas HaYimayim?
Oh, what do you mean? Wasn't Pinchas with them? Pinchas was a Kohen at the time, and he was not in Onan. Right? Rav Shimon said to Nechemiah, why do you say the Kohen burnt the Chatas? Because they were all Onanim, and Asa eat it. Wasn't Pinchas there? Then he said, it's really true. Like Rav is saying that Moshe was a Kohen. Salim of Elo Moshe Rabbeinu, you mind? Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu there? In which case, what are you talking about over here? Clearly, it doesn't really make sense. And Moshe wouldn't be an Onan because he was only the uncle of another of you. And with the Gemara, Dilma Shiny Moshe. Now, maybe Moshe is different. Unlike Pinchas, Moshe couldn't have eaten it. The Tarid Veshchina, he was busy with the Shechina. What a beautiful thing. Rashi's Velahia Osak Bachil's Kachim, Shadibur Tordolios Tamid Bahar Mivokarer. He had to be on the mountain for the morning tonight dealing with. But there goes Baruch Hu, Damar Mars. It says Moshe Baskama Allah Baskama Yaret. Moshe went up in the Har Sinai early in the morning in order to go to speak with the Shechina, and he came down early in the morning. In the time of giving the Torah, Moshe went up and down Har Sinai a number of times, right? So he'd be busy over there. Right? Just that lahar b'mei matan Torah shaya ola v'yored lekadosh es ha'am lehoshev es divrei ha'am el Hashem to mekadosh ha'am to go give back to the words of Hashem to the am. And pekri b'yakiva misach Shabbos apivav amatorah. He was very busy. Meisvei frekli gemar. Hold on 1 second. We get another kash over here that Moshe was. You would say he's a Kohen. Hold on 1 second. Meisvei lechem elokav mikodesh kadoshim. That is that the pasuk says about a Kohen who was a mum, that the bread of his God from the Kodesh Kodeshim and from the Kodeshim and the Kodeshim Kalam, he can eat. Right? Even though a Kohen has a mum and he can't go and do the avoda, he doesn't lose out the ability of being able to go and eat from the Kodeshim. Im nemer Kodesh Kodeshim, if it says by Kodeshim Kodeshim, lo nemer Kodeshim Kalam. If it says by Kodeshim Kodeshim, he can't eat, then why kachim kalam? Vim number kachim kalam, ilam number kachim kachim. Ilu lo number kachim kalam. If it hadn't said kachim kalam, then I say, I would have said kachim kachim hudocha. That's what he could eat. Shari hutru lazar lahen, because they were mutter to a non coin also to go and to, it was not only to them, but also to Zion. I mean, the kachim kachim are mutter to Moshe as well as to the blemished Kohanim. And Moshe was able to go and eat from the ram that was brought at the inauguration. That was a shlamim. Now, really, a shlamim is usually considered like kachim kalim. The shlamim was classified as kachim kachim, though. Ayin Rashi, but we're going right over here. Sorry, Hutra Lazar Vilahen, Kachi Kalam Lo Yochal, but Kachim Kalam, he can eat V'ilu Lo Nemer Kachi Kachim, but hadn't been Kachi Kachim, but Zeroan ever said Kachim Kalam Yochal, that's what we need, Shehin Kalam, because they're Kal. And that is Kaddish Kodesh Kodeshim. Kodesh Kodeshim lo yiyoch, but he can't eat that. Lekach nemer, Kodesh Kodeshim, lekach nemer, Kodeshim kalam. Katoni miya, but at the end of the day, we still have that it's written, that it says, Shari hutru lezar v'lehen, because they, the Kodesh Kodeshim, are mutter to the non-coin and him, lav Moshe. Is this talking about Moshe? For other than Moshe, there's no one else besides our descendants that are mutter to go and eat for the Kodesh Kodeshim stuff. So the Bryce refers to Moshe as a non-Kohen. It goes against Rav, it says that he was. Rav Sheish is lo, Bibama Lazar. The Bryce is nothing about Moshe. It's talking to a non-Kohen. I'm in the case of Obama. Ukadivriya Omer, Yesh Mincha Obama. It goes according to the one who says that the Mincha, is brought at the Bama. The reason why the Gemara goes ahead and uses over here, specifically a mincha, is that the mincha is the only example of kachi kachim that's brought at a minor bama that is eaten. Right? The ol is totally burned up. So the chatzis asham aren't brought on that type of bama because it can't be brought as a nidava, like we saw in Megillah back in the day. Only voluntary offerings are brought on this minor bama. Mace, we still attacked the statement that Moshe was a Kohen. Miriam mi hisgira. When Miriam got saras, who was maskir? Who confined her? A person is not considered to have saras Unless the Kohen makes it that statement. Im Tomer Moshe is kir, if you want to say it's Moshe who did it, Moshe Zarhu, because Moshe was a Zar, beep, turn the page. Kofes, Vein Zar, Roes, and Egoyim. It's pretty straight up saying that he was a Zar. Vim Tomer Aaron is kir, if you want to say it's Aaron that did it, Aaron Karvu. Aaron is a relative of Miriam, right? It's obviously a brother. Vein Karv, Roes, and Egoyim. Now we come to see it. Ella, Kavod Gadol Chalak La, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Miriam, Hashem gave great honor to Miriam at that time. And Hashem said, Ani Kohen, I'm a Kohen. Va'ani Maskirin, I'm going to be Maskir her. Ani Cholta, I'm confirming it. Ani Pot, Va'ani Pocha, I'm going to let her out of it. I'm the one who's going to release her from it. Because only Kohen could do that. Katani Miras, but still, what does it say? Moshe Zar, Vein Zar was not a Kohen. Says pretty straight up, oh, see, he wasn't a Kohen. Amrav Nachma Yitzchak, Shiny Mars, the Kohen, the Aaron Ubanov. It says specifically Aaron Ubanov. So Moshe maybe is a Kohen. The reason he couldn't shake it is because it was only Aaron Ubanov can go ahead and shake it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.